Okay, today I want to share with you from the portion of the word in Ephesians chapter 5.
今天我想跟大家交通的是从以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5. So before we start, let's turn Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to 20.
以弗所书第五章第十八节到第二十节。
And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with spirit.Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和地赞美主。凡是要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Let's give importance to verse 20.
特别是注意第二十节。
It says here, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father.
他说是要凡是要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Let's have a word of prayer again.
我们有一点祷告。
Lord, this morning as we humble ourselves down before your presence.
主，早上我们在你同在面前匍匐敬拜。
Lord, we want to say to you, Lord, we are nothing and you are everything.
我们愿意对你说，我们一无所事，你是我们的一切。
Oh, without your word, without your revelation, we are just as naive as every person in this world today.
若没有你的话，你的事，我们就跟世上的人一样。
Lord, we need your word this morning.
早上我们需要你的话
Shine upon our hearts.
在让你的话照在我们的心中
speak to us.
请对我们讲话
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣的名我们祷告 Amen.
The title of this message is Giving thanks always for all things.
我今天信息的题目是为一切的事情在所有的时候都感恩
I believe that there is no problem for us to give thanks to God.
我想我们感谢神这件事情对我们没有问题。
Especially when we are in a good condition.
特别是当我们在一种比较好的情况。
We thank God for our good health.
我们为了我们的好的健康的身体感谢神。
We thank God if we find a good job.
如果我们找到好的工作，我们也感谢神。
We thank God that even in the midst of recession, there is an increase in salary.
甚至当这个经济不景气的时候，我们还能涨工资，我们也感谢神。
Yeah, we thank giving us a baby, not only a baby girl, but a baby boy.
我们感谢神不仅给我们一个小婴孩，而且是一个小男孩。
Especially the Chinese, we give so much importance to a baby boy.
特别对我们中国人来说，给一个小男孩是何等的重要。
We thank God for what good health.
我们为我们健康的身体感谢神。
We thank God for giving us some children that is so obedient.
我们也为孩子给我们那么听话的孩子感谢。
Every time they see people see those children, they say, "Wow, what a good parents they are."
所以他们看到这样的孩子的时候，他们就说：“哎呦，他的父母多好啊！”
So we have no problem with thanking God in this.
所以当这些事情发生的时候，我们感谢神没有问题。
But do we thank God when we are in trouble?
但是当我们在难处的时候，是不是还感谢神
？When we are laid off from our job, do we thank God?
当我们被解雇的时候，我们还感谢神吗
？When we are in sickness, do we thank God?
当我们在病痛中，我们还感谢神吗
？When we experience death in the family, do we thank God?
我们经历家庭中有人过去，我们还感谢神吗
？To suddenly say, why does this thing happen to me?
到了一个地步，我们甚至会问说，什么这些事会发生在我身上
？If God is in God, how could He let this thing happen to me.
若神是这样爱的一位神，他怎么能让这样的事情发生在我身上
？And what is the reason why I should give thanks in the midst of such a terrible condition?
为什么我要在这样艰难的环境中还感谢神呢
？But the Bible tells us we should give thanks for every time and for all things.
但是圣经却告诉我们说，我们要凡事在所有的时候都感谢神。
In other words, in good things or bad things, we need to give thanks.
换句话说，无论是好事坏事，我们都要感恩。
Today I want to share with you at least eight factors why we need to give thanks.
今天我要交通有八点，为什么我们要感恩
？And what is the reason why this thing happened?
或者是这些事情发生的原因是什么
？You know, let's turn to. I hope that you continue to open your Bible because there are a lot of verses we will read today.
我希望你打开圣经，因为我今天要读很多的圣经。
We'll read as we go message.
我们一边讲的时候一边读圣经。
The first thing It's because of the sinner.
第一是因着罪亡国。
Why do we have so much suffering in this world today? It's because of sin.
我们在地上有受这么多苦，因着罪。
Let's turn our Bible to Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 to 19.
请打开圣经创世纪第三章第十六节到第十八节。
I'll read to you. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
第十六节，又对女人说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。
Verse 17, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all of thy life.
十七节，又对亚当说，你既听从妻子的话，我所吩咐你不可吃的那样的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅。
Verse,
你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。
Verse 18 and 19, thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return.
18-19 节，地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。
God created a perfect world.
神所造的是个完美的世界。
So perfect that when He created everything, He said it's good.
这样的完美，以致他造的时候，他说造的是好的。
Remember when the Lord said, "Let there be light"?
你记得神说，他说要有光。
And there is light, and He said it's good.
光神是爱是好的，并且后面的创造他都是这样说。
When he created according to his image and likeness, he said it is very good.
当他按照他的形象和样式造了人之后，他说是非常好。
God created a perfect world and a perfect man.
神造的是个完美的世界，完美的人。
So perfect that he will come down to earth and walk and talk with men.
他造的这样的完美，甚至他愿意到地上成为人和人来讲话。
Imagine at that time when you are in Adam's place that the Lord and you will just talk face to face like men, like friends.
想想你在亚当那个伊甸园里，你跟神好像是跟朋友一样面对面讲。
At that time there is no hindrance.
当时他们中，我们跟神之间没有任何的拦阻。
But that day when Eve gave into the temptation of the enemy.
但是当那天夏娃受了那个魔鬼的引诱
，eat of that forbidden fruit，
吃了那个不能吃的果子
，sin came into the world，
那个罪就进到世界
，and bring forth a curse，
就带来那个咒诅
，and that curse not only is physical to each and every one of，
那个咒诅对我们每个人不仅是外面身
体 ，not only it affects our body， it also affects the whole creation，
不仅影响我们的身体，而且影响到神整个的创造。
God， I believe that God intended to man for live forever。
我想神是要让人永远活着。
But because of sin，
但是因着罪的缘故
，man's life was cut short。
人的生命就被减少。
And while he was living, he is suffering。
并且当人活着的时候，要常常受苦。
There is thorns and thistles on the ground。
荆棘和蒺藜都在那个土上。
Out of the sweat of thy brow shall you eat your bread。
并且汗流满面才得糊口。
In other words, if you don't work, you cannot eat。
换句话说，你如果不工作，你就不能够吃饭。
The ground was cursed because of sin。
那个地面因着罪的缘故就受了咒诅。
And not only that, the Lord said, out of the dust you shall eat your bread, and from dust thou came forth, and from dust thou shall return.
不仅人如此，神也说你要从吃那个尘土，你是从尘土来，也要归于尘土。
In other words, man's life is cut short.
他说人的生命被剪短了。
Yes, even though Adam lived to more than 900 years old.
亚当其实他活了900多岁。
He died.
他还是死了。
And after the flood,
在那个大洪水之后，
man's existence on this earth was even shorter.
人在地上的寿命就更短了。
People got sick.
有很多人生病。
And sooner or later they died.
并且过一阵子他会死。
Moses said, man should live up to 70 years old.
摩西说人一生的年日是七十岁。
When he's healthy, 80 years old.
他如果是强壮，他可以活到八十岁。
So when we see a person live up to more than 100 years old, we feel it's a wonder.
所以当我们看见一个人如果活过一百岁，我们觉得这是一个奇迹。
Isn't it when we past few weeks we read a newspaper a lady lived up to 115 years old?
几周前我看见新闻上说有一个女的她活过115岁。
And they feel it's a wonder.
他们觉得这真是奇迹。
And she still eats fried chicken, crispy bacon, and ice cream.
而且她还吃那个炸鸡，那个烤的肉条，之类的。
Nevertheless, sooner or later, this person died.
但是不过这个人他还是死了。
And he died because this is the curse that is brought forth by sin.
他死的原因是因为这个是罪所带来的咒诅。
One time there's a young old lady, old Christian, who was very sick.
有一次有一个基督徒姐妹，她病得很厉害。
And the pastor came to visit her.
那个牧师来访问她。
And that lady said, Pastor, can you please explain to me why I got sick?
那个姐妹就对牧师说，你能够给我解释我为什么病了吗？
In other words, the sister was trying to tell the pastor that I love the Lord so on and so forth, I'm so faithful until now, why did I get sick?
这个换句话，这姐妹在跟牧师说，我对神有这样的忠诚，为什么我这样竟然会病？
You know what the pastor said?
然后牧师他说什么呢？
The sister, you're getting old.
他说姐妹你老了。
When we start to get old, we start to get sick.
你老了，你自然的就会开始生病。
And sooner or later we will die.
并且过不久我们会死掉。
You might not say, brother, you're so negative.
你也会说弟兄你这太消极。
I'm just realistic.
我不过讲的是实际情况。
If the Lord is mercy on us, that he came right now, we'll all be alive.
如果主怜悯我们，他现在就来，那我们就都一直会活。
But because the Lord delay His coming, sooner or later we will get sick and we will die.
但是因为主延迟他的再来，所以只是时间的问题，我们都会死。
Excuse me for using my mom as an example.
对不起，我用我母亲来举个例子。
My mom is a really strong lady.
我母亲是一个很强壮的女士。
Remember one time she had this ankle surgery.
有一次他那个膝盖做手术。
After the surgery, the doctor tried to prescribe some so-called pain medication.
手术之后那个医生要给他一些去痛的药。
My mom said, no, I can sustain the pain.
我母亲说不，我能够忍受那个痛。
And the next day, the therapist came.
所以后来那个真的做手术。
And she said, can you move your legs,
对对，后来理疗开始聊的时候，他们就问他说：“你能够动你的腿吗？”
My mom said, "No, I can walk."
母亲说：“呀，我可以走。”
And the therapist said, "Let's try." So my mom walked from the hospital room to the nurse station and came back.
所以那个理疗人就跟我母亲说：“那你走走吧。”所以我的母亲就从她的房间到了护士的那个前台，然后再走回来。
And she's such a strong person, but one night, 3 weeks ago, she had this so-called a pain in the back.
她是，所以你知道说她是很强壮的女士，但是三周以前，她的后背开始疼痛。
There is a so-called compression of the cervical, spine.
她就是在那个颈椎的那个中间那个肉垫受了压缩。
She was so much in pain that I was so worried about her.
她如此的疼痛，我当时很担心她。
I said maybe we need to see the doctor or a specialist, but you know what my mom said?
所以我就想说，我们也许是看医生，看一个专家。
My mom said,
但是我母亲说
son, don't worry, I'm getting old.
说儿子，你别担心，我只是。
In other words, we shouldn't be surprised when we got sick.
换句话说，如果我们年老生病，我们不应该惊讶。
Because it was bring for curse of sin.
因为这是罪的咒诅所带来的。
Well, you said, okay, old people got sick and they died. Okay, I'm not surprised about it.
所以你想，那大家都会生病，都会死，我也没有什么可惊讶的。
Especially the old people.
特别是年老的人。
Now, how about the young people?
那年轻人怎么样？
Yeah, we can see a person who is at the prime of his life, his life was cut short because of cancer.
我们看见说一个可能是青年人，他却得了癌症，却突然就死掉了。
A parent's disciple had a baby, after the baby was born, she had a miscarriage.
或者一个母亲怀小孩的时候，她流产。
And afterwards we can see so much baby was born, and they are disabled or abnormal babies.
或者有的生出来的孩子他们是有残障的孩子。
How could you explain that?
你怎么解释这件
事情？ Brothers and sisters, all of us is under the so-called curse of sin and we are not exempted.
弟兄姐妹，我们都在个罪的咒诅之下，没有人能够免去。
And not only our physical body,
并且是我们的肉身。
Even the whole creation suffers.
并且整个的受造都受苦。
Let me read to you Romans.
让我给你读罗马书。
Romans 8, 21 to 23.
罗马书第八章21节到23节。
He said, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, and not only they, but ourselves also.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们有这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息。
On the one hand, we physically we suffer so much.
一方面我们外面的身体受苦
but also the creation also suffers so much
并且一切受造之物都受苦
two weeks ago I heard the news that Philippines had a flooding
两周之前我听说在菲律宾那块有一个洪
just 6 hours of continuous rain it floods it killed hundreds of people
就是六个小时连续下雨就杀死了100多人
and in Samoa there is so called the tsunami
并且它还有那个叫做海啸
and there is also the earthquake in Indonesia
并且在印度尼西亚还有地震
and there are a lot of sickness in Africa like AIDS
并且在那个非洲有很多人因艾滋病
all this are because the curse the sin that is brought forth
所有这些都是因为罪所带来的咒诅
so there is nothing to be surprised about it
所以其实这些没有什么应该让我们惊讶。
No, you will tell me why should I be thankful about these evil things happening?
所以那我说，当这些邪恶的事情发生的时候，我应当怎么样
？Why should we be thankful?
我们为什么要感恩
？Yes, we should be thankful.
是的，我们应当感恩。
Because one day all this will go away.
有一天这一切的事情都会过去。
Romans 8:23 said, and all the creation is travailed in pain until now.And not only they, but ourselves, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groaneth within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our body.
因为22-23节这里说，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
We are thankful because this is only temporary.
我们感恩，因为这些不过都是暂时。
We are thankful that all this will go away one day.
我们感恩，因为这些有一天都会过去。
It will be this old creation will be like an old rug rolled away and thrown into the lake of fire.
这个旧造就好像衣服一样被卷起来扔到火里。
There is no more sin. There is no more death.
再没有罪，再没有死。
God will replace it with a new creation, the new heaven and new earth.
神用一个新造，就是新天新地来取代。
And this body of us will be a glorious body like our Lord Jesus.
我们要成为一个荣耀的身体，像我们的主耶稣。
We rejoice for this.
我们因此而。
That's why we Christians we don't put our hope in this.
所以我们基督徒不把盼望放在这个。
It is corrupted. It is decaying. It's one day will go away.
因为这是个败坏衰亡的有一天要过去的。
I was reading 1 Peter or 2 Peter it says that this whole heaven and earth is like we roll with it will be burned up with intense heat.
我读到彼得后书说是整个世界都要用那个强烈的火来消化。
Brothers and sisters, are you still putting your hope in this world today?
弟兄姐妹你还是不是还把你的盼望放在世界
Are you still storing up riches for this world that it will be burned up?
你是不是还在地上积累这些财宝？有一天，他们都要被消化。
We praise the Lord for this world is coming to an end because He will bring in the new heaven and new earth.
我们赞美主，他把这个世界要带到尽头，他要把新的世界带来。
And we praise God, we will be part of it.
我们也赞美神，因为我们是新的世界中的一部分。
Yes, now we might be experiencing.
是的，我们也许现在正在经历。
It's like a mother who's experiencing pain. He was giving birth.
好像一个母亲在经历那个生产之苦。
But is that or no? It's not.
但这个是不是的呢？不是。
Oh, when that baby was born.
当那个孩子生了之后。
That pain will not no longer exist.
那个生产之苦就不再存在。
That, the parents will no longer remember that pain.
也父母也不再纪念那个生产之苦。
For that child was born.
因为那个孩子已经生下来。
Today the same thing when the Lord comes back.
今天主来的时候也是一样。
All the experiences of our hardship will all go away.
所有那些苦难的经历都过去了。
Like I always said.
就像我常常讲的。
The Lord will say.Well done, good and faithful servant. Amen.
主就要对我们说，你做得很好，这又忠心又良善。
So the first one is the sin factor.
所以第一个是罪的那个因素。
The second factor is the discipline factor.
第二个是管教的因素。
Let me read to you Hebrew chapter 12, verse 5 to 11.
我给你读希伯来书
chapter 12,
十二章
verse 5 to 11.
第五到第十一节。
And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son. Despise not thou the teaching of the Lord, nor faint when thou rebuke of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receives.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说。我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
If ye endure chastening, God dealeth you with as sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons.
你们所忍受的是神管教你们。待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
Verse 9. Furthermore, we have the fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. And shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but for our profit that we might be partakers of his holiness.
第九、第十节，再者，我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？生身的父都是斩随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，Sometimes when we go get into some problems or trouble,
有的时候我们经历一些困苦难处
，Sometimes we get through some trials.
有的时候我们经历一些的试验
It's all because we might sin against the Lord.
也许是因为我们得罪神
One brother was sharing.
有一个弟兄这样分享
He said sometimes if something happened to us, we need to ask the Lord three questions.
如果有些事情临到我们，我们需要问主三件事情
Firstly, do I sin against you, Lord?
第一，我们主，我是不是得罪你了
Two, am I irresponsible in my life?
第二，是不是我在我的生活中有不负责
任 Number three, if it's enemy, I will rebuke it.
是不是从仇敌来，那我就要斥责他
Yes, indeed. When we against the Lord loves us so much, he will discipline us.
是的，当如果我们得罪神，神如此爱我们，他必管教我们
Because we are sons.
因我们是儿子，
众子。We are not bastards.
我们不是私子。
I always say to my son when I discipline him.
所以我管教我自己儿子的时候，我常对他说
：“I don't want you to endure pain。”
我不想要你那个有疼痛。
But indeed, I need to do it because I love you。
但是我的确必须要这样做，因为我爱你。
I love you. I don't want you to walk on this kind of wrong path。
我要管教你，因为我不想让你走这个歪的路。
I need to correct you that you might live a proper human being。
我需要校正你，这样你能够过一个正当人的生活。
Not only a proper human being, but also a witness of Jesus Christ.
不仅是一个正当人的生活，而且成为耶稣基督的见
证。You know, God disciplines us.
你知道神管教我。
God judges us.
神审判我们。
Not for His pleasure.
不是为了神自己的喜
悦。But to make us that we might come back to Him.
而是管教我们，我们好能够归向他。
You know that God judges us in three items.
神审判我们有三点。
One, He judges us as sinners.
第一，他审判我们，因为我们是罪人。
He judges us as sons.
他审判我们，因为我们是儿子。
He judges us as servants.
他审判我们，因为我们是仆人。
Concerning that God judges us as sinners, it is already taken care of.
神审判我们罪人这件事情已神已经被对付了。
That day when we believe on our Lord Jesus Christ,
就是那一天我们相信耶稣基督的时候。
That judgment that should be upon us,
那个本来应当我们所受的审判。
God, Jesus Christ, His Son, already take care of it.
神的儿子耶稣基督已经担当了。
He carried that sin of the world upon His shoulders.
他把世人的罪都担在他的身上。
Oh, He paid that, He set us free.
他付了那个代价，让我们能够得着释放。
Therefore, we should not worry about that.
所以我们不应当再为这个事情担心。
On the other hand,
但是还有另外
一个。When He comes back, He judges us as servants.
当他来的时候，他看着我们是仆人来
审判。He judges us whether we are faithful to him or not while we are still this earth.
他要审判我们，看我们地上的时候是不是作为一个仆人对他忠心。
That's in the future.
那个是将来。
But today he judges us as sons.
但今天他审判我们是按我们是他的儿子。
When we do something wrong,
当我们做错事情的
时候 ，the Lord will put judgment on us.
主教审判我们。
Not because he hates us, but he wants to bring us back.
不是因为他恨我们，乃是要把我们带回来。
You know, during Friday night, we are sharing on this book of Hosea.
星期五的时候，我们交通的是何西阿书。
And this Hosea, the Lord commanded him, being a prophet, to marry a prostitute.
何西阿是个先知，所以神吩咐他要娶一个妓女。
And this prostitute signifies the unfaithfulness of the children of Israel.
这个妓女就是预表那个以色列人对神的不忠心。
You know, while the children of Israel are enjoying the prosperity at that time,
当时以色列人享受神赐给他们一切的丰富。
They credit all this prosperity not to God, their provider, but to the they worship.
但是他们却把这个功劳不是归给造他们的神，是归给那些偶像。
So the Lord keep on sending the prophets to tell them, to warn them, to turn back to God.
所以神就一直差遣先知警戒他们，让他们能够转向
神。Yet they continue on to worship these idols and even kill the prophets.
但是他们却一直拜偶像，甚至来杀众先知。
Yes, God did discipline the children of Israel.
是的，神的确是管教了以色列。
After so many warnings, God caused them to what? After 25 years, caused them to be what a captivity in the nation of Assyria.
所以神的管教是有二十五年之久，让他们在亚述王那块做被掳的人。
Oh, it seems so hard to them.
这件事情对他们如此之难。
They are a people without a nation.
他们就成为没有国家的一群人。
But you know what? Through that kind of a discipline.
但是你知道吗？借着那样的管教
，The children of Israel repented.
以色列人他们悔改了。
They turned back to God.
他们转向神。
This is also the same reason God sometimes disciplines us.
这神管教我们的那个原因。
Sometimes we feel like, oh, how come the Lord, you know, let this thing happen to you? We look to the Lord.
有的时候我们想为允许这样的事情发生，我们需要来转向神。
We need to search our heart. Lord, did I did something wrong?
我们需要监察我们的心。
The Bible tells us we should not harden our hearts.
圣经上说我们不应该刚硬我们的
心。Rather, we should repent.From our ways and turn back to God.
我们应当悔改，离开我们的道。
And the result is, when we turn back to God, then we will bear the fruits of repentance.
当我们转向神的时候，就结那个悔改的果子。
And we might be partakers of His holiness.
我们就与他的圣洁有份。
For this cause, we need to thank God.
为了这个缘故，我们应该感谢。
Thanking God for His discipline.
感谢神为了他管教。
Because through this discipline, I might turn back to Him.
因着借着这些管教，我们可以转向他。
You know, let me say it in another sense, in another angle.
我再从换一个角度来讲。
If after so much sin that we experience,
如果我们经有这么多犯罪的经历
，and never the Lord will do anything about it, then we need to really be anxious about it.
主什么都不做，其实我们应当非常的焦虑。
We thank God He disciplines even right now because He loves us.
我们谢谢神。这样的爱我们，所以他管教我们。
This is the second factor, the discipline factor.
这是第二点，是管教的那一个角度。
The third factor is what dependency factor.
第三个因素是依靠主的因素。
Let me turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书第十二章。
Verse 7-10.
第七到第十节。
This is really a very special chapter.
这是很特殊的一章圣经。
Let me read to you verse 7-10. And lest I should be exalted about measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted about measure.
第七节，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役，要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
Verse 8 and 9, he says, for this for this thing I besought the Lord three times that it depart from me, and he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made in weakness.
为这事我三求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Verse 10, Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
第十节，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
This is very interesting chapter because in the beginning of the chapter, verses from verse 1 to verse 6, Paul has a very special kind of experience.
这是很有意思的一章圣经，因为这一章的第一到第六节，保罗有很特殊的一个经历。
Even though he didn't mention his name,
尽管他没有提到他自己
的名字。But we know this is Paul.
但是我们知道那个经历是保罗的。
He said he was caught up into the third heaven.
就是他提到三重天上。
And he saw from the third heaven, he saw a lot of revelation from God.
在三重天上，他看见神给他很多的启示。
This revelation are even unlawful for men to.
这些启示甚至人都不允许讲的。
If you are in Paul's position,
你是在保罗的地位。
Very proud.
你会很骄傲。
You will feel like the Lord especially favored me because I'm really good.
你会觉得说神给我这样的宠爱，
right.
因为我一定很好。
But we all know Paul is not good.
但是我们都知道，其实保罗自己并不好。
We are not good.
我们自己也不好。
God caused this thing to happen to Paul because He has mercy on Paul.
神让保罗有这样的经历，因为神怜悯他。
But in order for Paul not to fall in such a trap.
但是为了让保罗不陷入网罗。
Begin from verse 7, the Lord put a thorn in the flesh to Paul.
第七节，保罗神就把给保罗一个刺。
Paul is a person who really can contain pain.
所以保罗真的是受苦。
When he was thrown into prison with Silas.
他和希拉曾经被关在监狱里。
What did he do in the prison? He praised the Lord and thanked the Lord, and even through that, even the prison doors was open.
他们就在监狱里赞美神，以致甚至那个监狱的门都被打开了。
So to him, pain is nothing.
所以对保罗来说，痛苦算不得什么。
Yet in chapter 7, this pain was so overwhelming that he asked the Lord three times to take away this thorn away from his flesh.
但是第七节这个刺。让保罗如此的痛，以致他三次求主让这刺离开。
In other words, this suffering to Paul is so much.
换句话说，这个受苦让保罗受的是非常的苦。
Yet the Lord did not take away the thorn in the flesh.
但是主却没有把这个肉体上的刺拿走。
But he said, My grace is sufficient for thee.
他说我的恩典是够你用的。
In other words, the Lord wanted him to experience that he need to depend on him.
换句话说，主要让保罗经历，保罗需要更依靠神。
No, on the one hand, the Lord through the flesh, through the thorn in the flesh, keep Paul at bay.
主也借着保罗身上的刺，让保罗顺服。
In other words, cause him to be humble.
也就是说，让他谦卑。
Yet on the other hand, cause Paul dependent on the Lord, whatever thing happen.
另外一方面也是让保罗无论遇见事情都依赖神。
Causing him to see the apostleship.
也让保罗看见他那个使徒的职分。
His service towards the saints.
他向着众圣徒的那个服侍。
It's not dependent on his gift, it's not dependent on his knowledge, but altogether dependent on our Lord Jesus Christ.
这些服侍都不是根据他的知识和恩赐，乃是因着主耶稣。
A lot of times when we are in such good condition,
有的时候我们有这在这样一种光景中
when we, everything is flowing so well, we have good children, we have a good job, our health is so healthy, every member of the family, we feel so proud about it, and that we don't turn back to the Lord.
有的时候我们环境如此顺利，好的孩子、工作、家庭人都健康的时候，我们就不转向神。
To such an extent, we feel like it is because I'm good, I'm able, that's why this thing happened.
甚至我们想说这么多好事情发生是因为我自己好我能
and because of this the Lord sometimes will give you a little trouble
因着这个缘故主有的时候就给你一些小小的
remind you hey this thing happened to you not because you are good
提醒我们说你这些好事情发生在你身上不是因着你自己好
it is mercy
是神的怜悯
therefore you need to turn back to me
所以你需要转向
may the Lord really have mercy on us
愿神真的怜悯我
causing us to see we need to be dependent on the Lord
使我们看见我们需要依靠神。
They ask the world is dependent upon their money, upon position. We are dependent on the one who created us.
世人依靠他们的位置、他们的钱财，我们依靠的是那位造我们。
Number four.
第四点。
It's a maturity factor.
是成熟的因素。
You know, let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29.
罗马书第八章第28节第29.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
For whom He did foreknow, He also predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He may be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you.
弟兄姐妹们，我
问你们。What is really God's plan for you?
神对你的那个心意是什么
？Is God's plan for you to be a good husband?
神的心意对你是做一个好的丈夫。
Is God's plan for you to be a good wife?
神的心意是让你做一个好的妻子。
Or is God's plan for you to be a good businessman?
或者神的心意是让你做一个好的商人。
Or to be successful for your, from your endeavors?
或者是让你能够顺利的离婚吗？
Rather endeavors. Okay, what is God's purpose really on us?
神对你的心意是什么
？That we might be more like Jesus.
好让我们能够更多的像。
That we might be conformed to the image of His Son.
好让我们能磨成他神儿子的形象。
This is God's plan for us.
这是神对我们的心意。
You know, a lot of times we feel like, oh, maybe God's plan for me is to be this, to be that.
我们有时想神对我们的心意是这是那。
Not necessarily.
并不一定。
Yes, you might be a good wife.
也许你是好的妻子。
Yes, you might be a good husband.
也许你是好的丈夫。
But did people see Christ coming out of you?
但是神，别人有没有看见基督从你身上彰显
出来？If only they look at the good of you.
如果他们只是看见你好的那一面。
And because of that good, people praise you.
而且因着你好的那一面，大家都赞美你。
Then we miss the point.
那我们其实就失去了神对我们的心意。神对我们的心意
that to see Christ through us.
是让别人在我们身上看见基督。
Oh, when they see Christ through us, then His purpose is fulfilled.
当别人在我们身上看见基督，神的心意。
That's why sometimes we experience trials.
所以为什么我们有时候经历试炼
？Through dependence on Him, we are conformed to the image of His Son.
借着依靠神，我们就磨成神儿子的形象。
This is His purpose.
这就是他的心意。
You know, brothers and sisters, there is a lot of things in us that need to be taken off.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们身上有很多东西拿掉。
Believe me, there is a lot of natural, you know, behavior that is not really according to purpose.
我们天然身上有很多的行为都不是按着神的心。
Maybe it's our temper.
也许是我们的脾气。
Maybe it's our behavior.
也许是我们的行为。
You know, I like very much the portion of in the Old Testament when the temple is built.
我喜欢旧约中说到建圣殿那一段。
That it says there that you didn't even hear the hammer.When they are building that temple,
他说他们在圣殿的时候没有听见那个锤子凿子的声音。
I really was surprised. How could they not hear any hammer?
我很惊讶，怎么会建圣殿的时候没有听见那个锤子的声音
？It is all because before they put that stone in the temple.
因为他们在把那个石头在建圣殿之前
，in the valley they already cut according to the measurement.
在那谷中，他们已经按着当有的尺寸都切好了。
That when they go to Jerusalem to the temple, they just put that according to the place which he that stone need to be.
所以当他们把石头带到耶路撒冷的时候，只要放到他所当放的地方。
Before that thing can happen,
但是在这件事发生以前
，Before we are fitly framed to be house,
在我们能够适应放进神的家之前
，Before we can be that corporate testimony of the Lord on this earth.
我们当我们在能够团体为主做见证
Before that church become that glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
在我们能够作为一个教会没有瑕疵没有斑点
God through our daily living is cutting us one by one.
神借着我们每天的生活在切削我们
You know, sometimes the Lord wants us to, you know, to be this, but we are so stubborn.
有的时候神让我们做这样但是我们很顽固
We are not willing, we still hold on to what we want to be.
我们却紧紧抓住我们想要成为。
So sometimes the Lord will use, you know, some trials.
所以神有时候就用一些试炼。
That cause us to give up what we have.
好让我们能够放弃我们
所抓住。Through these trials, the Lord is cutting us.
借着这些试炼，神就在切削我们。
That we might fit in God's house.
好让我们能够适应于神。
And not only that,
不仅如此。
That we might mature, be mature.
让我们能够成熟。
We look at our situation individually.
如果我看我们个人的光景。
We are far off from God's purpose.
我们离神的心意还很远。
If the Lord really come back today.
如果主今天就回来，
you might ask yourself, can we be part of that glorious bride without spot or wrinkle?
我们可以想，我们能不能跟那个没有瑕疵、没有斑点的心腹有份呢？
Surely not.
实在不行。
There is a lot of wrinkles that need to be what iron.
还有很多的那个皱子要需要用烙铁给它烙平。
In ironing, it's hot.
那个用烙铁的时候是很热。
But it's good, right?
但是是很好。
When you iron, then afterwards, then you have the very good clothing.
用烙铁烙过之后，你的衣服就很平整。
This is God's purpose.
这是神的心意。
So sometimes when we experience the trials,
所以有的时候我们经过试炼的。
Not only because of the sin factor.
不仅是因为罪的原因。
Not only because of the discipline factor.
因为管教的原因。
Not only for the dependency factor.
不仅是因为依靠主的缘故。
But it's also of the maturity factor.
也是因着要让我们。
Now the fifth point.
第五点。
The patience factor.
忍耐。
We need to be patient.
我们需要忍耐。
We learn to be patient.
我们需要学习忍耐。
No, Psalms, Isaiah 40 verse 31 says.
以赛亚书第55章。
He who wait on the Lord shall gain strength.
那等候耶和华的必重新得
力。They shall be they shall mount up with wings like eagles.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They shall run and not faint.
他们要奔跑并不困乏。
And they shall walk and not be weary.
他们行走并不困
倦。But patience is a Christian virtue.
为什么？因为忍耐是基督徒的一个美德。
Having patience is a proof that we have faith on God.
忍耐就证明我们对神有忠心。
We live in a world that always want to be fast, quick.
我们活在一个世界是想要非常快的一个世界。
We want fast food.
我们需要的是快餐。
Everything should be fast.
什么都要快。
For we are living in a fast world.
我们活在一个快的世界。
Even the oatmeal we eat.
就是我们早上吃的那麦。
You know, in the morning I eat oatmeal.
早吃燕麦。
When you eat the old-fashioned oatmeal, it should be cooked for at least 10 to 15 minutes.
如果你吃那个老式传统的燕麦，你要煮五到十分钟。
So sometimes we buy the 5 minutes oatmeal.
所以我有时候买那个五分钟的
快的。And afterwards, there is so-called the 1 minute oatmeal.
其实还有一分钟的那个快的燕麦。
And there is so-called the instant oatmeal.
甚至还有那个立刻的即时的。
You put some hot water on it.
你就直接浇些水上去。
You stir it a little bit.
你搅拌一下
and it's ready to eat.
你就可以吃了。
And we put that kind of concept also in our relationship with God a lot of times.
很多时候我们把这些概念也放在我们跟神之间的关系
上。When we have some trouble, we want to pray to the Lord and expect God to do it immediately.
当我们有难处的时候，我们盼望向神祷告，神马上就给我们做。
And sometimes the Lord did.
有的时候神的确马上就成就。
But sometimes the Lord don't do it.
但是有的时候神没有马上
做。Because he wants us to learn patience.
因为他想要我们学忍耐。
Remember the case of Lazarus, he died.
你记得拉撒路死。
The Lord loved Lazarus.
主爱拉撒路。
But the Lord waited until not only waited when Lazarus sick, but until he died for 4 days and he stinks in the grave.
主不仅在他病的时候等，甚至他死了四之后，甚至发臭的时候。
To such an extent, even Mary and Martha misunderstood the Lord.
到了一个地步，甚至拉撒路的姐姐马大和玛利亚，也不理解主。
Mary and Martha said, "Lord, if you are here, this thing wouldn't happen."
马大跟玛利亚说：“主，你如果在这儿，这个事情就不会发生。
”But the Lord did something greater than that.
但是主做的比他们所要想的要大得多。
He caused Lazarus to come out of the grave.
他使拉撒路从死里复活。
He proved to all the Jewish people he is Lord of all. He's that Messiah.
他让所有以色列犹太人都知道说他是万主之主，他是弥赛亚。
He is the resurrection and the life.
他是复活，他是生命。
If the Lord will come to Lazarus when he is sick and cause him to be well, then that might be so natural to the Jewish people.
如果主在拉撒路生病的时候主来医治他，对犹太人来说可能是普通的一件事。
But when Jesus is sick and died, and for 4 days there is really no hope.
但是拉病了死了四天之后。那个时候已经没有任何盼望。
No one in that at that time, even at this time, can cause Lazarus to come out of the grave.
在当时，甚至在今天，没有人能让拉撒路复活。
But hallelujah.
但是赞美神。
The Lord caused them to know you need to have faith on me.
主让他们知道说你要信我。
You have faith on me when Lazarus is sick.
拉撒路病的时候你要信我。
Lazarus, when he died, you also need to have faith on me.
拉撒路死了，你仍然要信我。
Because I am the what? The resurrection and the life.
因为我是复活，我是生命。
Today we need to learn patience.
今天我们需要学习忍
耐。I know it's not easy.
我知道不容易。
A lot of times I struggle with this matter concerning patience.
有的时候我自己也为忍耐的事情挣扎。
I feel like I'm like a soldier when I want this, then it's done.
我想好像是一个士兵，我想一二三就把事情都解决。
When I told my wife we need to do this, this and this, I expect her to do it like this.
所以我告诉我太太我想要做这个的时候，我希望她也像我所想的那样。
I say I do my part, you do your part.
我也跟她说，我做我这一份，你要做好你那一份。
Then at the end of the day whenIt didn't happen. Then I start to be upset.
所以到了一天结束的时候，事情没有像我所想的那样发生，我就不高兴。
But you know, but the Lord keep on, you know, causing me to learn the patience.
但是你知道，主其实常常让我在学忍耐。
Sometimes He raises up some situation.
有的时候他兴起一些环境。
It might be very little.
也许是很小的事情。
But to learn the lesson of trusting on the Lord, waiting on the Lord.
但是却要学信赖神、等候神的功
能。This is what we call the patience factor.
这就是忍耐的那个
因素。Now we come to the what we call the ministry factor.
然后还有服事的因素。
Let's read Second Corinthians again.
哥林多后书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 3 and 4.
第三节、第四节。
This is an interesting chapter.
这是很有意思的一章圣经。
It says in verse 3, Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,The Father of mercy and the God of all comfort comforts us in all our afflictions that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we are ourselves are comforted by God.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
In other words, sometimes we go through trials.
换句话说，有的时候我们经过试炼。
When we look up to the Lord asks the God of comfort comforts us.
当我们仰望主的时候，主就让那个保惠师来安慰我们。
Bring us out of that situation.
把我们从那环境中带出来。
And through that situation,
借着我们这样的经历，
we are able to comfort those who are in this same situation as we are.
我们就可以安慰那些遭遇同样经历的人。
Let me say it in another words.
让我再换一个。
In order for our service to be much effective,
为了让我们的服事更有功，
God calls us to have problems.
神就与我们有难处。
That we might trust Him.
好让我们要信赖他。
And through that trusting in Him.
借着那个信赖他，
we are able to minister properly to the brothers and sisters.
我们可以合适的来服侍弟兄姐妹。
For example, if a sister is sick,
比如说一个姐妹病了，
and you have never been sick before,
你自己以前从来没有生过病，
and you go there to the sister and tell her that the Lord loves you, the Lord will comfort you, and give him all the Bible verses.
你就跟姐妹说神很爱你，神也安慰你，你也给她许多圣经的话语。
I don't think that is a very good impact.
我不觉得那个会有很好的影响力。
Because the what we call the that sister will say, you just don't know what I'm going through.
那个姐妹就会跟我说，你不知道我所经历的是什么。
Because you yourself never go through that sickness.
因为你自己并没有经过
那样的病。But when you go through that sickness already.
如果你自己经过那样的病，
and you trusted God and the Lord brought us through,
你也信赖神，把你带过来。
When you go to the sister,
那这个时候去跟这个姐妹讲，
she will be comforted. You also have gone through that.
她就会得着安慰，因为你自己经历过。
To her and to yourself, this situation is not objective but subjective.
所以对你和对这个姐妹来说，这个经历都不再是客观。
In other words, God calls us sometimes to go through trials.
换句话说，神允许我们经历一些试炼。
That we might serve the brothers and sisters more properly and more effectively.
好让我们服侍弟兄姐妹的时候更合适，更有功效。
Now we come to the seventh point.
我们讲第七点。
It's the glory factor.
就是荣耀的
因素。You know, sometimes we go through trials.
有的时候我们经过试炼。
That God might be glorified.
为了让神得着荣耀。
Let me read to you First Peter. chapter 4.
让我给你读彼得前书第四章。
And verse 12 it says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which has tried you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad and also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, for the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you, on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为稀奇，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常在你们身上。
Sometimes trials happen.
有的时候试炼发生。
It's all because God might be glorified.
只是因为神要得荣耀。
Remember the case of Stephen, the martyr.
你知道那个斯提凡就是为主殉道。
He stand there for God's testimony.
他站在那里是为了神的见证。
Yet he was stoned.
他却被石头打死。
Yet when he was stoned to death.
他被石头打死。
He didn't even complain.
他被石头打死的时候，他们。
He forgave his enemies.
他赦免他的敌人。
And when he died, there is what the face of an angel out of him.
所以他死的时候，他的脸面好像天使的面。
A while ago, I caught the case of Lazarus.
刚才我说到那个拉撒路的故事。
When this situation was related to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那个是跟我们主耶稣基督有关。
Then the Lord said, this sickness is not even unto death.
当时主耶稣说这个病不至于死。
Because it is to glorify God.
乃是为了荣耀。
Today a lot of things happen to us, it's God might be glorified through us.
今天很多事情临到我们是因着神要得荣耀。
You know, a lot of Christians go through trials.
你知道很多基督徒经过苦难。
Yet in the midst of trials, they are still so happy because they are comforted by God.
在苦难中，他们仍然很喜乐，因为他们得了神的
安慰。So those so-called unbelievers around them will feel so strange.
所以他们周围不信的人就觉得很稀奇。
They feel like how could you be still joyful and rejoicing and thankful to God in that kind of situation?
他们会稀奇说你在这样的情况中怎还能这么喜乐。
And through that we have the opportunity to preach the gospel to them.
借着那块我们就有机会向他们传福音。
God is glory.
神就得了荣耀。
You know, sometimes I heard people say,
有的时候我听人这样讲。
I want to believe that the Jesus whom you believe.
我想要信你所信的那个耶稣。
This is what we call the testimony.
这个就叫见证。
This is what we call being a witness of Jesus Christ.
这个就叫为耶稣基督做见证。
Brothers and sisters, every trials that we go through,
弟兄姐妹们，每一个我们所经过的试炼，
is altogether a chance for us to glorify God in our body.
都是为了要在我们身上来荣耀神。
Yes, it is not easy.
的确不容易。
We need God's grace.
我们需要神的恩典。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美神。
We need to thank Him for all these many reasons.
我们为这一切的因素，我们要感谢。
Lastly,
最后
you might tell me all these seven reasons. I have nothing really to do with me concerning my sufferings.
所以刚才那七个因素跟我所经过的试炼都没有关系。
The last is the mystery factor.
最后一个是那个奥秘的
因素。Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9.
以赛亚书第五十五章。
His is higher than your ways.His thoughts is higher than our thoughts.
他的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
Sometimes we really don't know what the reason is.
之后我们不知道那个背后的原因是。
But God is giving that to you because He knows it's good for you.
但是我们知道神给我们那个环境是为了我们的益处。
I don't know if I have testified to you before.
我不知道我是不是给大家做过这个见
证。10 years in working at the company I'm working today.
我在我所现在工作做了九年了。
I've been promoted, demoted for 2 times.
我又升又降，有两次。
At the same position.
我就是在同样的位置。
You know, one time when my supervisor felt he need to go to another department, so they put me in her place. It was a promotion.
有一次我直接的经理他要去另外一个部门，所以他就把我提升到他所在的位置。
After a year,
所以这是个升迁。
After a year, that supervisor felt she is not good at that department, so she want to come back.
一年之后，我原来那个经理觉得他在那个部门不好，所以他想回来他原来的位置。
In other words, she wants my place.
换句话说，他想要我当时所做。
So I was demoted.
所以我又被降下来。
Last year, it happened.
去年同样的事情。
He's a supervisor.
他也还是经理。
But she felt like it's so stressful.
他觉得做经理那
个压力太大。From the CEO.
就是那个老总给他的那个压力太大。
So she wants to be in the position that I had.
所以他就想换过来做我所做的位置。
I was demoted again.
所以我就又被降级。
You know, I know. I never questioned the Lord. I said, Lord, I know all things work together for good to them that love God.
我并没有为这件事情来疑问主，因为我知道神让万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
To such an extent, the boss that is higher than her told me one day.
所以有一天，我直接经理他的经理有一天告诉我。
My boss knows that I will be hurt.
因为这个经理知道说我这么样会受伤。
And he is a Christian.
那个人他是一个基督徒。
So he told me, Brother Lawrence, can I have some individual?
所以他说，劳伦斯弟兄，我能够单独谈几句话吗
？Then I said, Do you mean I need to go back to be demoted? I said, if that's the case, do it now. I'll do it.
我就跟这个经理说，你是不是说我需要再一次被降级呢？如果是这样，你现在就可以让我降级。
And he said yes.
他说我的确是要说这件事情。
We know I'm a human being.
我们知道说我们不过就是一个人。
Even though it is God's purpose.
尽管我们知道是神的心意，但是我们这个人有感情。
Sometimes it hurts.
有的时候我们会受伤。
I'm demoted not because I'm not doing my job well.
我被降级不是因为我没有做好我的工作。
But because I'm doing too well, but people want to take my position.
而是因为我做得太好，别人想来坐我的位置。
But you know what? After many months had passed.
你知道吗？很多月过去之后。
When I look back, I said, Lord, I thank you. It is your will, really.
我说主，我感谢你，这真的是你的旨意。
Because that take my position, try to tell me, can you come back?
因为取我位置的那个女士，跟我说你能够回来再做这个经理的位置。
And he said, I'll give you the $2 out of my salary.
我要甚至把我工资里的钱我给你，你来做。
I said no, this is God's work. I'll stick to my position, which He wanted me to be.
我说不，这是神的心意，所以我要停留在他让我做的那个位置。
And you know what? In that position which I'm working right now.
你知道吗？我现在所做那个位置。
Outwardly, I might be physically a little bit tired.
外面来说，我做那工作，身体上会比较疲乏。
But I really enjoy the Lord.
但是我却在那里很享受。
No, I'm only responsible for what I do, but I'm enjoying the Lord.
我只为我所应该做的负责，我享
受。Sometimes we just don't know why this thing happened.
弟兄姐妹，有时候我们不知道为什么这些事情发生。
We might even said, Lord, what do you mean by this?
我们甚至会说，主，你兴起这件事情到底是要？
Are you trying to play with me?
你是不是要跟我耍什么把戏？
No, God never play with us.
但是神从不跟我们耍把戏。
He had a purpose on us.
给我们身上有个
心意。We are not bastards.
我们不是子。
We are not children in the streets.
我们是街上的他的孩子。
Children in his household.
我们是他家中的孩
子。He wants to take care of us. He wants to perfect us.
他要眷顾我们，他要成全我们。
That we might be more like him.
好让我们能够更像他。
Today we need to have faith on the one who created us.
今天我们应当信这位造我们的。
Adrian Rogers once said.
Adrian Rogers 这个弟兄
you know,
他说
what is real faith?
真实的信心是什么
？Real faith is not to accept from God what we want.
真实的信心不是从神那儿得到我们所要的。我希望你写下来。
Real faith is not to accept from God what we want.
真实的信心不是从神那里得着我们所要的。
It is to receive from God what He gives.
而是从神那儿接受他要给我们。
When we receive from God what He gives.
当我们接受神所给我们。
And humble ourselves knowing that it is good for us.
并且谦卑我们自己，知道这是为我。
Christian life will be so enjoyable.
基督徒的生活就会变得如此的。
Not only in the midst of good situation, but midst of bad situation.
不仅是坏的光景，不仅是好的光景，坏的光景也可以享受。
In the midst of that, we can even say, "Praise the Lord, He is good."
并且在那环境中，我们可以说赞美神，神本为善。
His mercy endures forever.
他的怜悯永远长存。
Through this short fellowship, I hope we all gain from it.
借着这个短短的交通，愿我们都有得着。
It doesn't mean that I already learned all this lesson, no.
并不是说我已经这些功课都学好。
I'm learning all together with you.
我和你们一起学。
May God be glorified.
愿神得着荣耀。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we come to you this morning. We thank you.
主，我们早上到你面前，我们谢谢你。
We thank you for your word.
我们谢谢你的话。
Your word is life and spirit to us.
你的话是我们的灵，是那个生命。
Your word also encourages us and comforts us.
你的话也鼓励，也安慰我们。
Knowing that all things work together for good.
知道万有都互相效力。
To those who love God.
叫那些爱神的人得益
处。Lord, you know we love.
主，你知道我们爱你。
Continue, Lord, to be with us.
主，继续与我们在。
For we are your children.
因我们孩子。
Thank you, Lord, for all the things that has happened to us.
谢谢你允许一切的这些事情临到我们。
We just want to say to you, Lord, we trust you.
我们对你说，主，我们信赖你。
And that through this, we might be conformed to your image.
也借着这些事情，我们能够磨成，成为你的形象。
Lord, we commit all these words into your hand.
我们把这一些都交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣的名祷告。嗯。